that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, and they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location. Hi, Dustin Hockensmith here from Penn Live, and I've got a quick look at Penn State's offense and some key questions facing this unit as the Lions kick off training camp this week. And we'll start with the obvious one, and that's quarterback Sean Clifford. It's his sixth and final season in a Penn State uniform. His play is really the question for how good Penn State can be this season. He's obviously had bright moments in his three previous seasons as the team starter. He also struggled for stretches, especially when he was dinged up. You saw that in 2020. You saw that in 2021. And you know, it had an impact on Penn State's record. 4-5 in 2020. They started to come together. They won the last four games of the season. Clifford played more mistake-free. They leaned more on the run game. Last year, really a lot of momentum out of the gates, including a whiteout win over Auburn in the early part of the season. But when Sean Clifford exited against Iowa on the road, Penn State was leading, looked to be on their way to winning that game on the road and really maybe being in that college football playoff conversation, the early conversation, obviously. They finished that season 7-6. Sean Clifford did return. He came back, but he had some clear limitations because of whatever the injury was. So I think the offense needs him to be the best version of himself, I think. If you really want to get into the Big Ten title hunt, you need Sean Clifford to be a real difference maker in this offense. There's a lot of support around him in terms of playmakers and weapons. He also gets the added advantage this time around for the first time in his career, working with the same offensive coordinator for a second season in Mike Yurcich. He's flashed physical tools that are more than fine. They're more than acceptable to get the job done at a high level. Now it's time to perform. It's time to put all that experience on the field, be a leader, make good decisions, keep the Penn State offense in favorable situations, all the things that you would expect from a difference-making quarterback. If Penn State wants to be a Big Ten title contender, I don't really see a path to doing that without Sean Clifford having the best season of his career. Along the same lines, the offensive line it has been an ongoing subject that James Franklin continues to address. He's really reached a point now where he's not expressing optimism about them anymore because he's been burnt in the past. He's felt good about what he's had in years past and it hasn't materialized on the field. Now I think he does feel good about what they have, but I think he understands that he doesn't have a lot of credibility left on this subject. So he hasn't said much in terms of optimism about the offensive line. He does seem to like the depth, especially in the interior. He said that earlier this summer when he met with reporters that they ran five deep with options for the two starting guard jobs. And I think that's a key. They're replacing three starters going into 2022 from a group that underachieved last year, really. Rasheed Walker, longtime staple at left tackle. Mike Miranda, who started the year at guard or at center and moved to guard. And Eric Wilson, who was a transfer from Harvard, who manned that left guard spot. All three of those guys are gone. What you've got is a promising left tackle in Olu Fashanu. He started the Outback Bowl, looked very, very good. He's been praised for his strength. You look at him on the field, looks exactly how you want your offensive tackle to look, moves very well. He's 6'6", 315, 320. He's a guy that maybe you can at least replace Rasheed Walker's production. And considering Walker was a bit dinged up last season, saw his NFL draft stock plummet from once being viewed as a first-round guy to then being a seventh-round pick of the Green Bay Packers. Maybe Olu Fashanu, if he's as good as advertised, even represents an upgrade at that position. Next to him could be Landon Tengwall, who's a redshirt freshman, the top recruit in Penn State's 2021 class, could be the guy at left guard. That'll be an interesting thing to follow. He will be making a transition on a more full-time basis as a tackle prospect who started his Penn State career at tackle, now moving inside. The good thing for him, and he's spoken to this already this offseason, is that he got reps and time at guard going into the Outback Bowl last year. So this won't be his first experience at that spot. Is a very, very good lineman, very smart. Physically, he arrived on campus ready to contribute right away. So that's an encouraging face as well. You'll go young on the left side of that line if Landon Tengwall is the guy, but you have a lot of upside there. Deuce Scruggs moving the more permanent move to center. Remember, he was a center prospect coming out of Erie Cathedral Prep as a recruit. He started last season at guard, moved to center, which I think is not only an upgrade over Mike Miranda, but probably Deuce Scruggs' best position. He's explosive. He's big. He's fast off the line. Seems to have a good handle on things and be a good communicator. That should mark one of Penn State's biggest strengths. He was probably Penn State's best offensive lineman last year. At right guard, Hunter Norzad, Sal Wormley, that battle will continue there. Caden Wallace is looking for a bounce-back season at right tackle. There's a possibility if you add all these things up, Penn State could get better through addition by subtraction. You move on from some veterans, you get some more, some fresh faces in there, some a little bit more upside and explosiveness, good athletes coming in. But I think the time is now for this group to show it on the field, establish the run game, and protect Sean Clifford. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Have questions? Visit us at Curaleaf.com or stop in to see us at any of our locations, including our new State College dispensary located at 1248 South Atherton Street. Let's talk medical marijuana and let our confidence become yours. Speaking of the run game, that's another pivotal point for the Penn State coaching staff, for the Penn State offense. It's something they talked about a lot through the winter and through the spring. They've expressed that they've made this a real priority. No 100-yard rushers last season was a pretty remarkable stat and not a very good way. A lot of that starts with the offensive line. The performance there, if it gets better, everything should be better, top to bottom in the offense, but certainly the running game as well. If they did truly approach the offseason with the run game as a priority and trying to emphasize that, that can't hurt. The run game is a product of the entire offense, and it fuels the entire offense. Running unsuccessfully puts the offense behind schedule. That happened frequently last season. A lot of unsuccessful runs, a lot of getting stuffed at the line of scrimmage. That's a product of the offense. It's a product of the offensive line. And I also think it's a product of the Penn State depth chart, which without a doubt looks like it's got a lot more talent on it this time around than it did last year. Noah Kane coming back from injury wasn't himself last season. Kevon Lee, the coaching staff, didn't pull the trigger and really emphasize him in the running game until late in the year. He showed some good things. He led the team in rushing for a second straight season. So Kevon Lee is back. Noah Kane transferred to LSU. You also have veterans back in Devin Ford and Keziah Holmes. And then you bring in two really talented freshmen in Nick Singleton and Katron Allen, who offer hope that they can add immediate burst and upside to the run game. Nick Singleton, a lot of expectations that this guy, former five-star from Governor Mifflin High School, can take the running back job by storm. Whether it happens by week one or as the season unfolds, we'll have to see. Katron Allen also looked really, really good. We'll see what he can do in terms of getting onto the field, maybe burning his red shirt. He's a possibility there, but Penn State's got a lot of veterans. All the options on Penn State's depth chart were former four-star recruits or better. So there's pedigree, there's talent, and there's hope here that with a little bit of improvement on the offensive line and a little bit more talent in the backfield, the Penn State running game can get on track and make the whole offense better. One final point here, replacing Jahan Dotson remains a key. It's a big question in the passing game. Dotson was a first-round pick of the Washington Commanders. He finished last season with 91 catches, 1,182 yards, and 12 touchdowns. Parker Washington, when Jahan Dotson opted out of the Outback Bowl, really, I think, showed that he can be a true number one wide receiver. Really talented guy who is also getting some NFL draft hype himself. Mitchell Tinsley arrives from Western Kentucky after catching a lot of balls last season for 1,400 plus yards. A lot of people expect him to be productive and to ease into this mix without much resistance. I expect him to be an impact player as well. Keandre Lambert-Smith has been Penn State's number three wide receiver really for three straight seasons. This will be the third straight year. A lot of interesting young talent behind those guys. Malik Mega, who has size and speed. Caden Saunders, who looks like an ideal slot option. Trey Wallace is a redshirt freshman. Liam Clifford, a redshirt freshman. Jaden Dotton looked pretty good in the blue-white game. Wide receivers coach Taylor Stubblefield says this is as much depth as he's ever had at the wide receiver position. And it should pay off for Sean Clifford in the passing game. You've got a really, really good 1-2-3 punch. You've got a lot of options ranging in different types of packages with different levels of experience to mix and match behind those guys. If there's an injury, I think Penn State is equipped to be able to deal with that. So the wide receivers look to be in good shape. You're never truly going to replace what all Jahan Dotson brought to the table. But with Mitchell Tinsley coming in as a very mature, productive guy, and Parker Washington looking like he's up to the task of playing a bigger role, these Penn State wide receivers should be a strength and should be among the Big Ten's best in 2022. Thanks for tuning in to the Blue White Breakdown. As always, be sure to follow along the daily Penn State podcast from Penn Live. Those can be found anywhere podcasts are. Everything else we do is available at pennlive.com/PennStateFootball. We'll see you next time here on the Blue White Breakdown. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location.